With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. We're closer than ever before to winning, Secretary of War Hegseth's assessment on this day 31 of the Iran war. Will the U.S. be sending in ground troops? Well, the jury's still out.
Our adversary right now thinks there are 15 different ways we could come at them with boots on the ground. And guess what? There are. So if we needed to, we could execute those options on behalf of the President of the United States and this department. Or maybe we don't have to use them at all. Maybe negotiations work, or maybe there's a different approach. But the point is to be unpredictable in that.
Among today's action, the U.S. hit weapons sites in central Iran, while Iran targeted central Israel. Easter coming this Sunday is when Christians commemorate Jesus' life, death, and resurrection. While churches worldwide will welcome in-person worshipers, a platform called prayer.com is also reaching believers online. Jack Graham, senior pastor at Prestonwood Baptist Church in Dallas.
Pray.com is an incredible platform, and it's an app. You get on the app, and it's like Netflix for believers because there are all kinds of options. We've had the privilege of being on there from nearly the beginning with the Bible in a Year with Jack Graham. And when we started, we didn't know what would happen. And now, 3 years later, there are 100 million downloads on the audio version of this, and we've just been blown away.
Pastor Graham is now engaged in a video version of the Bible in a Year, which through AI is being produced in 10 different languages. More information available at the website pray.com. No relief yet from skyrocketing gas prices hitting an almost four-year high. AAA has the national average for a gallon of regular just over $4. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 499 points. This is SRN News. Holy Week is wrapping up.
A lot of churches will start the weekend events with services for Maundy Thursday, which commemorates the Last Supper, the washing of the feet, and Jesus' instruction that a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another even as I have loved you. Next is Good Friday, marking Christ's crucifixion. Then comes Easter Sunday, the most important date on the Christian calendar, when billions around the world will celebrate the resurrection. Michael Harrington reporting.
A professor of religious anthropology is sounding an alarm over persecution of Christians in Egypt. Dr. Candace Lukasik of Mississippi State University says that over the past two decades, attacks on churches and episodes of sectarian violence in Egypt have been on the rise. Dr. Lukasik says Christians in this country are advocating on behalf of Egyptian believers whose suffering is understood as part of a broader global struggle that is facing Christianity. This is SRN News. No, you can't bring that on the plane.
Police in California say a U.S. Marine has been detained at Palm Springs International Airport after TSA officers found a live explosive round in his checked bag. It happened Monday during routine baggage screening. The Palm Springs Police Department says the Marine told investigators he picked up the 25-millimeter round about a year ago. He said he thought it was not live. Police say rust and corrosion hid the markings. Authorities confirmed it was live and destroyed it in a desert area. No one was hurt. Authorities are reviewing the case for potential criminal and civil penalties. I'm Julie Walker.
Trump administration officials will soon consider exempting oil and gas drilling in the Gulf of America from the Endangered Species Act. The exemption was requested by War Secretary Hegseth, citing national security concerns. SRNNews.com.